Today's limud will be Simin Tov Kuf Lamed Tes Sifim Dalid through Zion. Im Yeshlo Schora Shim Lo Yimkarena Ato Yafsid Me'akeren. If you have merchandise, where if you don't sell it now, you're not only not going to profit, but you'll actually sell it at a loss. Mutter Lamochra, you're allowed to sell it. Avlin Lo Yafsid Me'akeren, but if you're not going to lose from the cost price, meaning if you're not taking a loss, even though you're not making profit, lo, you're not allowed to sell it. When we come akum, it will be inyan shim karena ata, yulo moz berevach. What happens if by selling it now you're going to have a lot of extra money? The yotzi yosel lesimchas yontiv, and because of that you'll have a lot more money to spend on simchas yontiv. Mutar limkar, so you're allowed to sell it for the sake of simchas yontiv. So the rule is that the fact that you'll be losing profit does not turn it into a dover avud. However, the heter here is letzorach yontif, and that says the mechaber v'nirali shalom nemru dvarim elu elo b'mishe eshlo mos muatim. This case was someone who doesn't have a lot of money. V'chasalei malotzi kol kach l'simchas yontif. Because of that, he was skimping on a simchas yontif. Vilu hayolomos berevach. If he would have had more money, hayomotzi yoser, he would have spent a lot more on simchas yontif. Say him, we say, if there's an opportunity where you can earn a lot of money and you're going to spend part of it on simchas yontif, you're allowed to. Avom yishi eshlomos berevach. Someone that has lots of money, lahotzi l'simchas yontif. Kol hashi yisava. He can spend whatever he wants. The ain bedato lahotzi kol kach. It's just that he doesn't feel like spending all that much money. We will not be matir for him to go sell so that he'll have more money for Simchas Yontif. Now, the Lemaisa, the Taz says that the only thing that's really usur is someone that's very wealthy. But even a middle-income person who's not poor will still find it easier to spend money for Yontif if he makes more money. Now, this heter will only be if the shop that he's selling from is not going to be wide open, you know, you've got to do this bitsina, or he just opens the shop when the kona comes and that's it, and then shuts it and goes home. But you're not allowed to go into business for the sake of making money, so you'll have more money for simchas yontif. Excuse me, sifhei. If it's something that you don't normally find after yontif, it's not common. Kugon, sfinos, boats, oshayaris, or caravans, meaning groups of people traveling. Shabo, the boat docked in town, and they're selling things that you don't normally get. This is a rare opportunity to buy things that you wouldn't otherwise be able to obtain. Oshay mevakshim lotse sumachru bazol. Or a case of people that are in a hurry to leave, so they're selling at a very low price. A lokhu biyoker, they're willing to buy at a high price. Mutu liknos v'limkra v'shalol etzor tashmisho elalas eschor l'ustaker. So there, it's such a major opportunity that loss would be considered a dover avud. And it's mutter even shalol as eschor l'ustaker. It's even mutter just las eschor l'ustaker. Vuadinli yuridim akfuim mizman lizman, where there's some kind of sale or county fair that is only periodical, it's not regular. Afilu mi'ir li'ir mutulisa v'chai gavni, you're allowed to travel out of town. Avol mekomesh yeshlem yom ashuk yom echad b'shavua, but let's say market day is once a week. Eino mutul limko v'liknos b'yom hashuk shebetoch ha'moed. So you have to skip 1 week. Shein zedover avud, shegame eino nimko b'yom hashuk. So not this week, it'll be next week. Hago, the tagger, a merchant. What he does is he's the kind of person he does trading. He buys and sells. If he doesn't sell, that's a dover avod. Now the shail is, what exactly is the dover avod in this? So the Mishnah Berurah brings his the Machsa Shekel, who's very upset at people that just open the shop and it's business as usual on Chol HaMoed, and their claim is that it's Dover Avod because if they don't sell, they don't make money. That's not Dover Avod. We said that not making profit is not Dover Avod. What makes it Dover Avod? So the Elia Rabbah has a Limud Schus, which is what most working people rely on today if they work on Chol HaMoed, and that is that if you're going to end up losing, in the case of a merchant, you lose your customers. The non-Jews are open and you're closed for a week. They'll get used to buying by the competitor and they're not going to come back to you. Loss of customers is called davar avod. Similarly, employed people, where the boss will fire them if they stay out for the whole week of Yontif. They find it nice enough of him that he allows you to take off for Yontif itself. But to take off the whole Chol HaMoed as well, they're going to get fired, then that's davar avod, because they're going to lose their jobs altogether. So the halacha would be that if all you're doing is losing profit, that's not davar avod. Losing customers, losing your job, that is considered davar avod. Now, the Bir Halacha also speaks out that really, if it's your own shop that you're opening on Chol HaMoed because you're afraid you're going to lose customers, it's not supposed to be wide open. There the halacha is that you have to do a side door. It's got to be in a way that it's not perhesia. It's no different than a Polish she'en lo mayochel, where the halacha is he doesn't have what to eat, he has to do it bitzina, because nobody knows he has nothing to eat. So this one would have to do bitzina. So just opening a shop for business, unless he's selling tzorchei yontif, and we'll see that, there really would not be a heter for it. Sivvav. Mitziya also litroch alachapis aleha, to go ahead and try to find a mitziya, could go nohar sheitziv dogim al svaso. For example, a river overflowed and dumped a bunch of fish at the riverbed. Also la'osvam, you're not allowed to collect them. Kedei l'chavsham, in order to pickle them, elim ken yuruim lechol mem b'moed, unless you really plan on eating from them on Chol HaMoed. But otherwise it's aser. Even though, what do you mean? I have so much to gain. Tons of fish were dumped at the riverbed. Catch them, you know, just pick them up and pickle them, and you'll have lots of fish for weeks. Nevertheless, that's aser. Zion. Hamalve es chavero al chifetz ro al schora al tnai. Somebody that lends his friend money and makes a tnai, that if you don't pay me in a certain amount of time, this particular object is mine. Some say that that's mutter to do, others say that it's not mutter to do. So the question is, what is the machlokas? The truth is that this is halva, and the kinyan will only take place later. This is really halva. However, some aser, because they're afraid that you can take all Mekach HaMemkor and turn that into this. So that people are going to come to Mezalzel in the whole Isser, because of Harama. So Lamaisa, the Mishtabura, says that in Limchos B'yad HaMekel V'somach HaDeir Rishona, if you're not doing it as a Harama, if you're really doing it for this itself, but if all you're trying to do is business and you're calling it a Halva to get away with it, then it's aser.